Good Friday morning, beloved. And again, my goodness, another week has slipped away from us, but it is my privilege to be able to share this Friday morning with you in this Friday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 36. And here, everyone is invited to respond to wisdom's invitation and to follow her instructions and search for knowledge. And all this week, God's saving word for us has been wisdom. So, let's begin reading Proverbs chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. Listen, wisdom is calling out. Reason is making herself heard. On the hilltops near the road, and at the crossroads she stands. At the entrance to the city, beside the gates, she calls. I appeal to all of you. I call to everyone on earth. Are you immature? Learn to be mature. Are you foolish? Learn to have sense. Listen to my excellent words. All I tell you is right. What I say is the truth. Lies are hateful to me. Everything I say is true. Nothing is false or misleading. To those with insight, it is all clear. To the well-informed, it is all plain. Choose my instruction instead of silver. Choose my knowledge rather than the finest gold. I am wisdom. I am better than jewels. Nothing you want can compare with me. I am wisdom, and I have insight. I have knowledge and sound judgment. To honor the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil ways, and false words. I make plans and carry them out. I have understanding and I am strong. I help kings to govern and rulers to make good laws. Every ruler on earth, with my help, officials and nobles alike. I love those who love me. Whoever looks for me can find me. I have riches and honor to give, prosperity and success. What you get from me is better than the finest gold, better than the purest silver. I walk in the way of righteousness. I follow the paths of justice, giving wealth to those who love me, filling their houses with treasures. The Lord created me first of all, the first of his works long ago. I was made in the very beginning, at the first, before the world began. I was born before the oceans, when there were no springs of water. I was born before the mountains, before the hills were set in place. Before God made the earth and its fields, or even the first handful of soil. I was there when he set the sky in place, when he stretched the horizon across the ocean, when he placed the clouds in the sky, when he opened the springs of the ocean and ordered the waters of the sea to rise no further than he said. I was there when he laid the earth's foundations. I was beside him like an architect. I was his daily source of joy, always happy in his presence, happy with the world and pleased with the human race. Now, young people, listen to me. Do as I say and you will be happy. Listen to what you are taught. Be wise. Do not neglect it. Those who listen to me will be happy. Those who stay at my door every day, waiting at the entrance to my home, those who find me find life, and the Lord will be pleased with them. Those who don't find me hurt themselves. Anyone who hates me loves death. And today's key verse is Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12, where it says, I am wisdom, and I have insight. I have knowledge and judgment. You know, it's interesting that, we see wisdom being personified as a woman in verses 1 and 3. But also, it's being referred to almost as its own little entity, a created entity that was there present with God at the beginning of creation. It would be interesting then if wisdom is to know God, then why was wisdom there? What use did she serve as she stood with God during these different events during the creation? I think this is God's way of showing that what he created was absolutely the very wisest, the very best. He set the standard for excellence within his creation, and now it would be to man's benefit to go ahead and order his life in accordance with God's perfect creation. Amen? Let's pray. All-wise God, open my ears to hear and give me the desire to respond to wisdom's invitation to seek after your will and the true knowledge that comes free from you. Such knowledge is truly more precious than jewels. Amen. That brings our time together this week to an end, beloved. Join me Monday. We'll be in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 19, where wisdom and stupidity are compared regarding as to what each of them has to offer. Of course, before then, I hope to see you in the church service on Sunday. If you can't be in the chapel, then it is my prayer that you're able to join us on Facebook or on Zoom. But, God willing, I'm going to be here same time Monday morning, ready to share God's word with you. God bless you.